transition into Amy Farrell.
Hi.
Talking about stair lifts. How's your dad? Is he happy that I haven't screwed up your name more than four times yet?
Yeah, he's proud.
Or
he's
his
proud
last
of you.
Name, his family heritage. Farrell, it used to be.
Yes.
Okay. Look at that.
In. Yep, back in the day.
Nice.
He's been practicing.
Did a great job. Great job.
Two minutes before the show, Amy and Corey are doing Ancestry.com here. And I'm just like, I could barely get this name out. Now you're throwing an O on the end of it. So, Frank Wasilewski, Access, you've got a mobility challenge conference coming up next week in Schaumburg.
Yep, the Abilities Expo. It's next weekend, the 23rd through the 25th.
Is that the Westin?
It's at the Renaissance Convention Center.
Okay.
Yep. So the nice thing about that is it's completely accessible. So if you have accessibility challenges, mobility issues, you can come and see us. We're going to be there all weekend. So any of the listeners that, you know, we've worked with or people we haven't worked with, if you want to come and see us and talk to us and get a tangible human being in front of you instead of just the lady and the guy on the radio, we're there all weekend.
Is it complimentary or is there an entry price to get in?
I believe, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's a small fee or no fee.
Okay.
Yeah, to get in.
We will find out before the end of the show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it just on Saturday or is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
it's
Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd through the 25th.
And they do a very nice job at the Renaissance Center there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great.
It's a great facility to have a conference such as that. I've been to other type of events there and they do a tremendous job. Plenty of parking right off of the expressway right there.
And tons of accessible parking for this event, too.
And our crackpot staff just said you could register for free. Where do they go to register? Do we have a website? Well, we're going to get the abilities.com/Chicago. So abilities.com/Chicago. Go check out the event, register for free, and stop by your booth to say hi to Frank. Will you be there?
I will be there on Friday.
Okay. Will your dad be there checking out the sprinkler system?
You know, he might. We'll see.
We'll be up there.
I'll keep you updated on that.
Does he wear suspenders so his pants fall down and we don't see things we don't want to see?
It was overalls.
Okay. Same thing. Because you know, Josh, when you work out in the garden, I mean, you should really think about overalls.
That's what Sharon tells me all the time.
People driving by. This is not a good sight. So I did a commercial about this. Frank was very, very upset.
Yeah.
If you were listening to the show, Frank mentioned it in his commercial during the show. What do you think goes through our listeners' minds when they're sitting in front of the TV watching the judge shows and watching the cheater shows and watching the cooking shows and these ads come on with somebody that's a little experienced? I don't like calling them elderly, but they've got years on them, okay? And somebody sitting in a chair lift with their husband or their wife next to them with a relaxed, you know, face on them, you know, a relaxed state of mind, saying, oh, I feel so comfortable having my wife go up and down. The products that they're promoting are garbage.
Garbage.
Because you fix them.
We fix them. We tear them out. We replace them because they won't service their own products.
Are they garbage? Why are they garbage?
Well, I think that they're just a subpar product. I think that they're manufactured quickly. It's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of marketing. And also their product is produced that way. So it's just about getting it out into the market and then, you know, sell, and then forget about it. As long as they make the sale.
Is it the gauge of the steel that you're making the rails going up and down? Is it the type of...
I think there's a lot of variables there, right? So it's the material, it's the engineering of the actual product, and it's the servicing of the product.
And the installation of the product.
And the installation of the product, yeah. So, you know, they move quick. They want to get it in. They want to get it installed quickly, and then they want to get away from it quickly, so that you kind of, you know, they've taken your money, and then they're all already out the door by the time you figure out you've got a subpar product.
All right, we got Schwani in the newsroom looking.
It's raining, man.
He's like doing the hip, hip thrusting action. So he's ready to go. That's not a good look, Swanee. I could see you. I could see you on the internal camera here. You should think about stopping it. All right, we're going to come back more with mobility talk with Amy Farrell.
You got it.
Nailed it. God, I should think about doing this as a career. After these messages, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I should at least teach a course at Columbia or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The news, I'm signing up.
Yeah, kids are running out of the classroom. The parents are canceling. I forget it. 815 is like, I signed my kid up. No way. Yeah, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981. Yeah, we're live on the radio. That red light means we're live.
Yeah.
when I say we're coming back, it means we're coming back. When I say we're coming back and you see the red light and you put my...
I wasn't looking.
And I put my headphones on, it means we're going to be coming back on air.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll just edit all that out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Josh, if we can't bust chops, we can't bust chops.
Where's that emergency red button around
already,
here?
It's already a long show, and 815 has already tuned us off, and she won't earn her chance to win $1 million. Not that anybody will, but hopefully she gets word of that and feels bad. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Now I've got texters texting in, will you buy my house too? So thanks, Mary.
I mean, we've given you so much money to play around with. Yeah, it's like, you know. Yeah,
the wholesale. Here, I'll buy everybody's house for $1 more than what they owe. Okay?
And let me still live there.
And I'll assume your mortgage. I'll take over. There's a couple of different things I might consider. Okay? Okay, I'm not saying no to anything because no is a bad word.
That's right.
It's not as Stephen
it's a maybe.
As Stephen A. Leahy says, it depends. 312-981-7200. Okay, so let's get back to the Mobility Expo is complimentary for all of our listeners.
Yes.
There's going to be a para rugby, I guess, guys and gals playing rugby in wheelchairs.
Yes.
I good luck with
we
their hands.
We were just talking about this,
how they're going to do that. And you get to meet some mini horses.
Mini horses. They have mini horses.
That is it's on the website, which we said. Patrick, what's that website again if you want to come back on? Do you know the website? No, no, not at all. Patrick's looking at me like, I already spoke once on the radio. That's all I'm doing today. 312-981-7200. We will get that website out one more time. So let's get back to Frank Wazalewski. He is Mr. Ambient. He's like the most calm guy I've ever met.
Super chill.
Super chill.
Yeah.
But when you talk about, he was super fired up about this. And let's go over it again. It's not only the price that they're charging, which they're overcharging.
Yes, definitely overcharging.
Overcharging. Yes. They are poorly installing them because of the crisp of the experience of the workers that they send in to install these.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting up a closet bar, okay? You're not installing a shelf in your third bedroom. You're installing a piece of equipment that's going to transport and support your body weight. Some of our listeners' body weights are lighter than others, and some of them are very, very, you need to support a heavy load, right? A couple hundred,
definitely.
300 pounds.
Absolutely.
I'm not making light of it. I'm just stating the fact. You've got listeners that are 75 pounds holding two 10-pound dumbbells, and you've got some listeners who have trouble getting in the chair because they're so heavy, and you've got to get them up and down those stairs safely and efficiently.
Yes, and we have lifts that go up to 400 pounds, so that just speaks to the quality of the units that we're selling, right? Some of these, like we were talking earlier, it's just subpar engineering on this equipment that they are installing. They just don't have good equipment. And then they're overcharging for it because people are not doing the legwork to get more than one bid. So if for some reason you already got a bid from one of these companies, why don't you call us? Call us. We'll come out. We'll tell you everything that you want to know about the equipment that we sell, and we will take $100 off what the price that they gave you. Because we have a service department here, we want to take care of you. We want to help people. That's why we're in this industry. That's why we do what we do.
You want to install a chairlift that's made to support the person or people that you are transporting up or down or up and down in a safe and efficient manner, and not charge them a dollar more than you should.
Right.
And service that piece of equipment because it's moving. There are moving parts.
Yeah.
There are bearings. There are rollers. There are things. There's electrical. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're going to save money going online and following a TV ad, I have the same stuff. Okay, when with reverse mortgages, you got Tom Selleck, very attractive man. Okay, walking around fake backlot studios talking about reverse mortgages. And before right. him, it was Henry Winkler. And before him, it was Fred Thompson. And before him, it was somebody else reading off a teleprompter about a product they don't know anything about because they're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to read what's in front of them.
Yeah.
About a product they know nothing about and they'll never take out and they'll never need and they'll never use.
Yep.
You've got the same type of situation transferred over to a mobility product that if something goes wrong, you get half. My mom had MS, okay? So I know well aware about mobility challenge. She couldn't use her legs for the last 20 years of her life, okay?
Okay.
She was in a wheelchair. So I know I am fully aware of mobility challenges. I lived it, I experienced it, and so did my mom, so did my entire family. Okay, you put somebody in a chairlift, and you get them halfway, two-thirds of the way, one-fourth of the way up, and they can't use their legs, and they're expecting to go either up at the end of that cycle when they put their tush in that chair to either go up or down, wherever they're going. If they get stuck in the middle, and you try to transition, set, I don't care, you know, 300-pound person, forget about it, right? You're calling the fire department.
Right.
Okay? If it's 100, if it's a 75-pound to 125-pound person, and you try to pick that person up out of the chair, up the stairs, or down the stairs.
Oh, on the middle of a staircase? Absolutely.
You could go not. Down with yeah. them, not yes. only injure the person, you could also take yourself out and cause huge bodily damage. So to not take you up on your offer, which is a complimentary review of anybody's stairlift that they get is just an injustice to themselves and the family member that lives with them that they're trying to purchase the stairlift for to take care of.
Absolutely.
You are doing you and your family and your loved one a gross injustice because you're not helping them.
We are here to counsel people through so that they can make the most educated decision about their stairlift purchase.
How many stairlifts do you guys install a year? 200, 300?
A few hundred, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
So and how long have you been in business?
15 years.
15 years. So over maybe couple of thousand, 3,000, 5,000 stairlifts?
Thousands.
Thousands of stairlifts.
No doubt.
You think you got this down?
We got it down.
And where are you located?
We're located in Roselle, Illinois. And we service all of Illinois.
You service all of Illinois. You service
Indiana,
all of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Now Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. And we go down south towards St. Louis.
And you know? Went, and that's how you say Minnesota. So all the people Minnesota. Up in Minnesota, bring it on.
Oh, boy.
I already got Chicago. I got somebody in the burbs upset with Chicago. Wait till the Minnesotans get all of my Minnesota. But you go in the tri-state, four-state region.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois. You going mm-hmm. to Michigan yet or no?
Yes, sometimes, but not particularly.
Certain areas.
It depends.
Right, it depends. Yeah. If it's over the border, what's that, Benton Harbor? No, not Benton. Well, come on. What's right over the border? It's a Union Pier. It's a big. Well, everybody's like looking at me like, you know. It's like one of the.
I haven't
things.
Taken any work up there personally.
But if it's close, you'll go.
Yes, okay, absolutely.
Got it. You're not going to Detroit to put in a stairlift.
No.
Right. Okay. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. If our listeners want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you?
Phone is 630-616-6249, and you can call for a free consultation. And website is allaboutaccess.com.
And you and the entire team will be in Schaumburg next weekend.
Yep, for the Abilities Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You're a very handsy type of gal.
Yeah, I talk with my hands. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Banging, you can think.
I can't help it. You know, you can't just turn it off.
Everybody's like, what's the banging? That's Amy. she's a rookie.
I can't turn it off, so don't ask me to do that.
That's all right. Everybody's complaining. What's the banging? I got text messages. Will you buy my condo? And what's the banging? Here we go.